An estimated 1 in 6 people in Britain live in social housing. And in the current economic climate, the waiting lists are growing every week. Britain's housing officers are on the front line. They deal with over 11 million tenants day in, day out. Most are good tenants, but a few risk everything with their antisocial behaviour. Every week, there's a different set of problems. In Salford, Greater Manchester, City West Housing provide homes for almost 30,000 people. Most of their time is spent dealing with the 5% of tenants who cause problems for everyone else. And the number one problem in social housing is noise nuisance. In this flat in Eccles, 55-year-old John is causing neighbours distress with his blast from music's past. Living directly below John are Jess and her 18-month-old Elizabeth. Jess moved in 6 months ago. John has been called into the office, and he's dressed up for the occasion. 27-year-old Katie Robinson has been looking after John's block for 2 years. It's not the first time he's caused problems for his neighbours. Katie works closely with the police community support team that patrol her estate. John is well known to them, so she's asked one of the officers to attend the interview. In this tower block in Ashton-under-Lyne, east of Manchester, housing officer Lyndon Powell looks after one flat that is a potential health hazard. Lyndon manages over 500 properties. Because of the serious issues at his flat, it's one of the few homes he has to visit almost every week. Lyndon has worked with 68-year-old Mary for the past 3 years, and her problem with rubbish is an ongoing battle. 2 months ago, the waste started to pile up again, and Mary was asked to get her home clean. If Mary doesn't follow Lyndon's suggestions, her flat could be a serious fire risk. In Eccles, John has not responded well to Jess's complaint against him, and the situation has become more serious. The Housing Association hold limited information on tenants, and they have no access to criminal records. Because of concerns about John's latest behaviour, Katie has been in touch with the police,